This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang conducted a test at its long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Specialist teams have returned to New Zealand's volcanic White Island to resume a land search for the bodies of two victims of an eruption, which has now claimed 17 lives. Two four-person teams wearing protective clothing and using breathing apparatuses hope to find the bodies, which have not been located since the island erupted December 9th. Six bodies have been recovered. Police divers working in near-zero visibility in contaminated waters around White Island tried without success Saturday to find the remaining two victims. For the first time, police have released the name of one of those killed. She was 21-year-old Crystal Browett, a veterinary nursing student from Melbourne, Australia. A total of 47 people were on the island when it exploded on Monday. This is VOA News. A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility. As Naba Mohaideen reports, it's after he was convicted of corruption and money laundering.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohaideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited former strongholds of his Labour opponents in northern England Saturday and pledged to repay their trust for helping to deliver a stunning victory for his Conservative Party in Britain's national elections. Lauren Anthony reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson celebrated his election win on Saturday in the former strongholds of his Labour opponents in northern England. He pledged to repay their trust for aiding a stunning victory for his Conservative Party in Britain's general election.
And our priorities and their priorities are the same. And of course, it's getting Brexit done. But it is also delivering on our National Health Service, our education, safer streets, better hospitals, a better future for our country. That is what we are going to deliver. That is what we are going to focus on.
The result saw the crumbling of Labour's red wall of typically safe seats in working class areas across northern and central England. But these areas voted largely in favour of leaving the European Union in the 2016 referendum, meaning many voters were won over by Johnson's campaign slogan to get Brexit done.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protests was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas to push them back. The clashes then spread to the streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke and tear gas. Earlier, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to chase away a group of men thought to be affiliated with the Shiite Amal and Hezbollah who attacked the main base of the anti-government protesters in downtown Beirut. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.